May 24th, 2013, and we are for the first time introducing real estate entrepreneur and investment consultant, Jason Cohen of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Jason is most recently recognized as pioneer of Pittsburgh's multifamily home acquisition scene and his new real estate consulting firm, Jason Cohen Pittsburgh, which is also at jasoncohenpittsburgh.com. He also remains a well-known spokesman in the industry for about the past decade. That being said, thank you for being with us today for your first podcast, Jason. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much for inviting me here today.
Absolutely. Well, let's get started. Where were you born?
I was born in Philadelphia. I moved to Texas when I was 1 year old.
Wow, and you stayed in Texas throughout your childhood and adulthood?
Yeah, I went to school, high school there, also graduated from the University of Texas, and then coincidentally moved back to Philadelphia for my first job in the real estate business.
What was your schooling at the University of Texas?
Well, I graduated with a bachelor's degree in finance, a minor in international business. I did a couple study abroads while I was there, and then got my real estate salesperson and broker's license.
Jason, a lot of us in the area are aware that you started your career very young.
Yeah, relatively speaking, I bought my first property at the age of 23. So I guess comparing to other real estate investors, yeah, it is young.
Well, before you were 23, which jobs did you have before you were an entrepreneur?
Back in the day, believe it or not, I was a busboy. From there, I went to waiter. And out of college, I landed a job with a private group of real estate investors out in Philadelphia. And that's where I began my real estate career.
Okay. Well, how did you first develop the skills that you now use to be a successful inventor in Pittsburgh?
Tina, I give a lot of credit to the investors I worked with in Philadelphia. They had an excellent mentor program whereby I was schooled by one of the principals of the company there. While yes, he taught me how to find and evaluate real estate, more importantly, he taught me how to negotiate and solidify solid deals in the real estate business.
Okay. So through learning from your mentor and with your own experiences, did you end up with a specialty?
I would say so. Yeah, my main focus is the multifamily business, or buying apartment buildings. We own about $15 million in multifamily real estate as of today, and currently have another couple million under contract.
Those are some fancy numbers, Jason. How would you say your strategy or your mindset set you apart from others in similar industries, specifically in Pittsburgh?
Well, our focus is in building relationships with our clients. You know, most industries, you perform a sale and you're done. Somebody wants to buy a cell phone or an iPod, they go, they buy, and that's pretty much the end of the story. When we buy real estate, we understand that it's a long-term investment for most people. While the time to sell may not be right now, we understand that one day that will change, and we want to be fresh in their mind when it does.
Absolutely can appreciate that. In our progressive digital century, it being 2013, I'm sure you use technology in your business. How do you think it advances you?
You know, that's an excellent question, Tina. We have a wide variety of software and websites we use on a daily basis to find information before other people do. Also, you know, being organized is one of the highest priorities. While we have over 2,500 contacts that we may be involved with at some level in any particular market, we have to make each one feel as they are, you know, number one. In order to do so, it's crucial to have as much info as we can at our fingertips. One saving grace there, at least for me, is my iPhone, which you can see is handy and right here next to me at all times.
You and several others, Jason. Describe how you find the best people to work for you.
You know, there has been an enormous learning curve relating to that since I first started owning my own business here. I actually just wrote an article that was featured in the Undercover Recruiter. It's about techniques for candidates to use in an interview. Truth be told, you typically know within the first couple of minutes of an interview whether or not that candidate is the right person. While I'm sure I can lay out a list of things I look for ultimately, after basic screening efforts, you know, it's really a gut instinct that I think leads me to the right decision.
Well, we all know good people are hard to find. Sounds like we could all learn a little bit from your gut instinct plan. So how do you structure your partnerships if you're involved in any?
You know, that's certainly a loaded question. I mean, there are a ton of ways to structure partnerships. But if I was going to give any words of advice to someone looking to partner, you know, typically the common 50-50 structure with someone, it would be to ensure that your partner plans to invest as much as you do, not just in time, but also, and more importantly so, in money. Make sure that the expectations are documented and everyone is clear as to their responsibilities. You know, that I think is the biggest mistake that people make when they're getting into partnerships, in the sense that, you know, one person is the money man or the other person is the guy that's doing all the work. And that's when, you know, we all know that a majority of partnerships fail. But later on, you know, as you expand, your partnerships can get much more complex than the typical 50-50. Things like limited partnerships or even waterfall structures, which I really like. Those are some of the common setups that we work with. You know, I like structuring partnerships in ways where we get paid very little until we prove ourselves, at which point we benefit tremendously. It gives comfort to those looking to invest, and you know, I'm confident in our abilities to outperform expectations, so those type of structures, they tend to benefit us.
Wow, okay. Well, how do you usually go about finding buyers, especially for, you know, prices that we went over earlier?
Therein lies the secret. You know? While I don't want to give away our techniques, I would revert back to when we discussed about building relationships. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. You know, find a property owner and build that relationship. Eventually, they will sell. And yeah, while I'm sure you can't negotiate the price that you would like in most deals, you know, you have to take 1,000 no's before you get to that one yes. But in this business, you know, that one yes out of 1,000 no's is extremely valuable and worth the wait.
Wow, Jason. Well, it sounds like it's been working for you so far, and it sounds like your thirst for success has produced some heavily fruitful achievements since your relatively short time as a real estate investment entrepreneur in the Pittsburgh area. That being said, what are your short and long-term future plans? Do you plan on keeping the same rapid pace?
Absolutely. In the immediate, you know, as I mentioned, we have several deals under contract that we are looking to finalize. You know, we also just launched Jason Cohen Pittsburgh, which you can learn more about at www.jasoncohenpittsburgh.com. And I encourage you all to visit at that website and at the end of this podcast. It's an opportunity to reach out to real estate investors, new or seasoned, and provide some of our time-tested consulting services to the general public. You know, we're really focused on building the exposure of that concept at the moment. Long-term-wise, we are looking to make a shift from small and mid-cap acquisitions to larger assets. We've planted a lot of seeds out there, and we'll hopefully be announcing some exciting news here in the next year or two.
Well, Jason, we thank you so much for taking the time to do your first interview with us. Before we close, do you have one piece of advice you'd like to give real estate investors of any kind?
Yeah, if I had to give just one piece of advice, it would be to study first. You know, before you get into any financial situation, be it stocks, real estate, or really any other investment, make sure to learn about what it is you're getting yourself into. You know, Google can provide you with a wealth of knowledge. It's right at your fingertips, you know. If you're going to buy real estate, get specific. Is it apartments that you're interested in? Is it house flips? You know, research that specific aspect of the business. While I know you're only asking really for one piece of advice here, you know, the main consideration in knowing about what you're getting into is so that you can control the price at which you buy into that investment. If you don't know what you're doing, then you most certainly don't know the value of what you are looking to invest in. So, you know, to summarize here, study first. Know how to evaluate the investment you are about to make before you take that next step.
Jason, that's some very solid advice for any investors. Listeners, please look forward to a soon follow-up on Jason Cohen's plan. Until then, please visit Jason Cohen, Cohen, Pittsburgh.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.